it's been said before, but I'll say it again. Thank you for bringing me back to what I've always known.
It is good that you've lived enough life to come to that knowing. Welcome back.
Yesterday, something happened that I would like to get some information on. One of the people requested that you pump up the vibrations. You said that you were going to wait, but at that time, there was a pulse that I felt. And I felt a vibration that I've never felt before. It was not excitement, but it was, I think, that part that Esther talked about, the finger in the light socket or the toe in the light socket, stimulation. My goal for the center of the vortex is the calm and the stimulation at the same time. And I'm reaching for a better understanding of what that is. Because the feelings that I have felt before, I feel like I'm on a different level now, and I don't even have the words to describe it. Jerry's word, ineffable, fits where I am right now.
That word is so annoying to Esther. Every time Jerry says, there are no words, Esther says, then what am I doing? She said, I am the maker of the words. I'm the maker of the words for the energy. Stop saying that there aren't any words. There are a lot of words.
So how can I describe that sense of stimulation, empowerment? Because it's not excitement as I've described it before.
Well, you are right, and so is Jerry. Don't tell Esther we said that. In that you are a vibrational interpreter, and there are some things that can be clumsily explained with words. There are some things you can't. How would you use words to describe taste with your tongue, or words to really describe fragrances? There are just some interpreters that are more expressive and more precise than words will ever manage. And these emotions and this sensation of this physical feeling of energy moving through you is wordless. It really is. And it is meant to be that way. It is the reason that your guidance system comes in the form of feeling. The merging of the energies between who you're allowing yourself to be and who you really are, that's really what the juncture of life at all times. That's the reason that your power is all in your powerful now, because it is the power that you engage or affect by the focusing of your thoughts for the purpose of aligning those energies. And so we like it when you say you cannot find words for some things, because there are some things that words are not meant to be about. There are some things that it is the emotional response that is the indicator of what you are about. There is a much larger part of your population that is wordless, that is more in vibrational alignment with source than the part of your population that have words. The babies and the beasts don't have words, but they have alignment. And sometimes your words are the way that you bring yourself out of alignment, because you try too much to think or too much to speak and act, and not enough to feel, not enough to move yourself by virtue of what you are feeling. We want you to remember that you are more non-physical than you are physical. And as you just hold that one idea, and then you are letting your dominant intent be about understanding or asking to understand how the larger part of you is perceiving any moment in time that you are focused upon, you will begin to have more and more of those moments where you will feel the fullness of what the broader part of you is feeling. We really like the explanation that we've been offering and that so many of you have been adding to, as we explain to you that